Hello, everybody, and welcome in. Oh, welcome in to our first week of this podcast. I still don't know what we're going to call it. We'll have that by within a week. I want you to be my girl. I want you to be my movie. Well, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Matt. I am a sophomore at Benilde St. Margaret's, and love to play sports, talk about sports, and that's mainly what this is going to be about. We'll probably do two out of our three segments, sports. What's going to happen most weeks is we'll open up the show with a little sports segment, Minnesota sports for the week, high school sports maybe, give you a little update on my track season. And then second segment, I'll find some weird news stories. We'll talk about those. And then third segment, we'll do a prediction segment with me and my little sister who knows nothing about sports. I love old-time music, you know, little Paul Simon here. Right now, satin summer, oh, such great tunes. Wild loss last night, that's a buzzkill. I missed the first two periods of the game, periods, that's how Jacques Lemaire would say it. But I got to catch the third period, you know, I turned it on, we were down 2-0, and just like that, we scored a couple of goals, tie it up 2-2 in game one. But then Patrick Kane was able to stick handle through four or five different Wild defenders and go top shelf on Ilya Brizgalov, who I still can't figure out where the puck went. Don't know why it went in. Terrible goaltending by Brizgalov. Wop, 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 gone with the me. Oh, I love this song. You'll get to hear a lot of this kind of music. Twins lost yesterday 3-0. Nolasco actually had a good start, Ricky Nolasco. He's our guy, in case you didn't know. But Ubaldo Jimenez outpitched him. And we lost 3-0. Home run from Baltimore pretty much did it. Minnesota FC United plays tonight. They're 3-0. So that's exciting that we actually have a team doing well. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. The Wild game was just a buzzkill, though. It looked like, especially that third goal from Chicago, that was brutal. Everybody just sort of reached at Patrick Kane, didn't even go for the puck, didn't go for a hit, anything. It was brutal. It looked just like a lot of reaching for pucks, and then Brizgalov, I don't know what he's doing. We need a goalie. Wop, 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 wop. We need a goaltender because, Brizgalov is not the answer, I can tell you that. We need a Harding or a Nicholas Backstrom, even Manny Fernandez. Bring him back. Let's turn the page here and see. Oh, yeah, the Kentucky Derby is today. California Chrome, your favorite. At 5-2 odds. Some of the names here are great, you know. Dance with Fate, Metal Count, Tapature, Commanding Curve. I like that one. Harry's Holiday, Uncle Cy, Danza, Sam Rat, Opportunity Got Scratched. That was a great name also. But there's a lot of different contenders here according to the Star Tribune. Dance with Fate, California Chrome, Metal Count, Ride On Curlin, Intense Holiday, and Wicked Strong. All apparently have a good chance to win. So that's exciting. Kentucky Derby, well, by the time you hear this, it will be over. But that's today. I'm broadcasting right now. It's 2:12 on Saturday, May 3rd. I'm going to do this every Saturday. Oh, let's see what else we got here. Turning the page again. The Twins. Yeah, like I said, Ricky Nolasco threw a complete game. Gave up three runs, but he did a nice job. This is an interesting story about Max Scherzer here. I'll just read it word for word here. It says, Max Scherzer says Sports Illustrated cover story on him wasn't what he expected. He says, to be on the cover is a very special moment, but I'm also frustrated that they chose to put me on the put the contract stuff on the cover. When they approached us, the Tigers Media Relations and I specifically asked not to make the story about the contract. They assured us it wasn't going to be like that. They chose a different route, and we felt like we were lied to and had been misled. The cover headline was Mad Max's $144 million bet, and asked, did he make a dumb wager on his future? I don't know if you, and then SI is saying, you know, I'm sorry he's upset, we like Max Scherzer. We were aware Max didn't want to discuss his contract situation in detail, but at no time do we make any promises how we wouldn't mention it in the story or how we wouldn't. I don't know if this is just a he said, she said type of thing. If Scherzer says they said one thing, they say they didn't, and they're never going to be able to prove anything. It's not everybody will forget about it. It doesn't really matter. Looking around the league, Minnesota actually does have a few guys on the leaderboard. Brian Dozier currently tied for fourth in the AL in home runs with 7. Colabello second in RBIs. Trevor Plouffe and Kurt Suzuki are right there. Dozier's top in runs scored. Maurer, oh, he struck out 2 times Friday night. He now has 30 strikeouts in 27 games. And he never used to strike out. He always would make contact and put the ball in play at least. Well, now not anymore. I don't know. He's not worth $23 million. He's an above-average player, but he's not. He just had 1 good year in his contract year, and now we're stuck paying him this, and our team is terrible. Mike Pelfrey going on the DL, it looks like. Aaron Hicks is out also. And we'll turn the page here. More wild stuff on the next page. Yeah, we've had our 7th goalie now. You know, Brizgalov and Harding and Kemper and Backstrom and so many different goalies, you know. Even guys who you've never heard of, like John Curry. He was the backup last night. So, that's bad. We'll see, though. I think that the Wild could push this to 6 or 7, maybe pull out a victory in this series. That would be sweet. Mikhail Granlund had a 5-game scoring streak versus the Avs, but that didn't work. Or he ended that last night when we lost 5-2. And Jonas Brodin was in the box 3 times, 6 minutes, and, well, it didn't add up to 6 minutes because they scored every time we went in the box. So that was a buzzkill. In the NBA, nobody really cares, but Dallas and San Antonio, there's a number 8 seed threatening to beat a number 1. They're tied 3-3. The other number 8 seed threatening to beat a number 1, they're tied 3-3 as well. Atlanta and Indiana, they play today. And Dallas and San Antonio, they play tomorrow. Portland beat the Clippers. Memphis and Oklahoma City are tied. Clippers and Golden State are tied. All very good series. Other than the Miami, Charlotte, and Washington, Chicago series, everything was a very good series. And that's basically what we got. We got the NFL draft coming up. I think the Vikings will probably go defense at 8 and quarterback at 40, like a Mettenberger. Or if somebody falls, we could pick somebody up or trade up into the late first round and try to get maybe a really slipping Teddy Bridgewater or Johnny Manziel. I don't know. We'll see. So by the time that you hear this podcast next week, the NFL draft will have happened and we'll have a full breakdown next week. All right. Coming up next segment, we've got a couple of weird stories for you, including a woman who attacked kids at Sky Zone after being hit in the face with a dodgeball. I'm sure that you've heard about the 27-year-old med student who's auctioning off her virginity online. There's breaking news about that. And a very inspiring story about some dolphins and a shark and a swimmer. So we'll be right back. And then later in the show, of course, we'll have the predicting segment. We'll call it the predictors. We'll be right back. Hope you're having a good day, everybody. I'm sitting in the railway station. Are you sitting in a railway station? Mm-hmm.
On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Such a great song. This is one of many songs that you'll hear by Simon and Garfunkel. This is on one of their concerts in Central Park, their only concert in Central Park, very famous concert. Did a great job with especially this song. I really love this version of this song. Love all that old-time music. You'll get to hear a lot of that if you continue listening to this podcast. There's an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. Ooh. All right. We have a few weird stories here coming up for you in this segment. The first one is about a Wisconsin mom who grabbed a boy after he threw a dodgeball in her face, and now she's been hit with criminal charges. We'll see where this goes. Dominique Jude, 27, says the incident was just a misunderstanding, but prosecutors don't see it that way. She's accused of attacking a 12-year-old boy who pegged her and her son in their faces during a game of trampoline dodgeball at Sky Zone. I don't know, I feel like that's the point of dodgeball. You try to hit the other people on the other side. But she says that because they threw it at their face, she thinks that that's enough to grab the boy and yell profanities at him. And then worst of all, she encouraged other kids in the game to throw balls at his face. She wanted to show him what it feels like to get hit in the face with a dodgeball. She said on an on-camera interview how he'd like it if he were hit in the face with a dodgeball. She faces criminal disorderly conduct charges and could spend up to 90 days in jail if she is convicted. That seems a little long. The woman told some radio station, TV station, that the incident has been blown out of proportion, and the staff failed to intervene when she was hurt. Conveniently, there's nothing about her being hurt in this article. She said she was just stunned and being overprotective of her son. She is a young mother at 27, I guess. I don't know. It's a little weird. Trampoline dodgeball getting blown out of proportion. When my love lies waiting silently for me. Ding. Silently for me. What a song. You just listen to that applause. This is maybe their second, third song that they played that night. After Mrs. Robinson, of course, great tune as well. Another story here. This is about a 27-year-old medical student who a few weeks ago came out and said that she was auctioning off her virginity online. The only difference between now and then was on the old site, it was her body and the banner was right across her face, so you couldn't see her face, so people thought, oh, she must have a really weird face, and that's why she's not seeing it. Right, that's why we're not seeing it. But she decided that, you know what, you can see my face. She's actually a very attractive young woman. She's using the name Elizabeth Rain to protect her identity, and she's been running an online virginity auction since March 31st. Bidding ends May 7th, so get going pretty quick here. You've only got a couple days to do that. She decided to reveal her face, she says, to help attract bids and otherwise skeptical customers. The current bid right now is $300,000, but she said that she's received bids near $550,000 that she's in the process of confirming. She may be showing her face, but she still fears getting kicked out of medical school. She attends if officials discover she is the med school virgin. So essentially, she's using her fake name so that they don't kick her out of school. I think it's funny that she's in med school. She's, what, 27, was it? Yeah, she's 27. She's waited till 27, so we'll see. Lawyers have different opinions on whether I get kicked out, she said, but one lawyer I trust believes it won't happen. She claims to have bachelor's degrees in biology and engineering, and she's currently completing a PhD program to become a nurse. She says financial gain is the number one reason for selling her virginity, but adventure, scandal, and the chance to challenge norms about virginity also play into her decision, she said. She said she's been planning this for a year, and she's had personal transformation because of it. Her mother died when she was 10. I don't know. This is a little weird. I've never heard of somebody auctioning off their virginity online. That's really weird. She said, I have a busy life, and I'm picky, and guys were never a priority, and I had other things going on. Says here, Rainey cannot help but attract skeptics given the problems experienced by previous internet virgins like Natalie Dillon and, oh boy, Caterina Migliornelli. I'm assuming that's Italian, who both were associated with similar actions. She says she's been planning this for a year and believes everything's in place. She says she's open to kissing the winning bidder and even holds out a small amount of hope that it might lead to something more. I wouldn't rule out love, but it's very unlikely, she said. This is going to all happen in Australia, where prostitution is legal, so no one's going to get in trouble for this. Very expensive prostitute. I would give her a 9, though, on the attractiveness scale. She is very attractive. You should look her up. She realizes that the quality of the sex is not something she can guarantee, she says. She says there will be a legal contract between us. The winner may not be happy with the sex, but he knows what he's paying for. So that's that for you. That's very negative. A couple of negative stories to start you out here. Now we got a very cool story. Adam Walker was on a 16-mile swim in the waters of New Zealand's Cook Strait on April 22nd when he spotted a great white shark beneath him. Oh, sharks are the worst. They're so scary. I would probably just pass out and the shark would eat me. However, he kept swimming, and the shark just swam right underneath him. And a pod of 10 dolphins quickly surrounded him and stayed by his side until the shark swam off. There were images of the dolphins here taken from a ship, and they're jumping and swimming in circles around him, making sure that the shark didn't attack him. He calls them his guard dolphins, and it was a 16-mile swim, so that's a very long swim, very hard. He said it took him something like 12 hours, or 8 hours, 36 minutes, which is also very impressive. He's trying to complete 7 long-distance swims right now. And he's swimming to raise proceeds for the nonprofit Whale and Dolphin Conservation. Very fitting there that the dolphins came in and came to his rescue. Very cool. He's already most of the way through the Ocean 7 Challenge, which is the benefiting the Whale and Dolphin Conservation. He has completed swims across the English Channel, Strait of Gibraltar, Molokai Channel, Catalina Channel, and Suguru Channel. His final swim will be in August when he attempts to swim the North Channel, which separates Northern Ireland from Scotland. Very cool. You should look this up. Very, very inspiring story. These dolphins are awesome, and how can you not like dolphins? One of the greatest animals, in my opinion. Love those animals. All right, next segment. We are going to do a little bit that I've come up with. I think it should be very entertaining. I'm going to have my little 11-year-old sister. I'm going to ask her. I've already asked her to make some sports predictions. She knows nothing about sports. She does not follow sports at all, and I follow sports religiously. I love sports. And she's going to predict the results to a few games, as will I, and we'll keep score as we go. And if she wins, then we'll have to come up with some sort of punishment for me. If I win, you know, nothing. But, so that should be exciting. We've got her and her recorded predictions. We do 4 or 5 predictions each week, I think. There may become a open later, like a little opening song for the predictions. And we'll see how it goes. I'm very excited about this segment. It is not a winter's day. And it's not a deep and dark December. It is the very beginning of May. Happy May, everyone. I am alone, though. Making a podcast. Gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock. I am an island. What another great song. We'll be right back on this podcast. I built walls. Oh, this is a sweet deep jam. This song shreds.
You are no shoe shine.
He get.
He get.
He you. Oh, I love the Beatles.
No,
you thought it was the other verse.
You know me.
Burm, burm, burm.
Come together right now over me.
All right, welcome back in. Thanks for listening to this garbage. Hope that you subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel, Maddie Ice 1, maybe? I don't know. No, Maddie Ice 337, I want to say. I don't know. I've done a couple of amazing races around my neighborhood with my neighbor kids. Very exciting, kind of fun. It was a couple years ago, but it's fun. We got a couple of basketball games that'll be put up there soon. So it's a good time.
Hold you in his armchair, you can feel his disease.
Come together
right now.
Over me.
We got the predictions coming up here in a minute. Claire's already weighed in on her predictions. And I've recorded them and they're going to be coming up very soon here. We've got predictions about the Kentucky Derby, Minnesota United FC, if anybody cares. They're off to a 3-0 start. They're playing a very terrible Indy 11 team that's terrible in name and soccer. They are in the bottom of the league. We are in the top. We got Twins Orioles predictions. Didn't get to sneak in any NFL draft predictions. We've got a prediction about the Minnesota Wild and Chicago Blackhawks and their game on Sunday, which would be tomorrow.
And one is three. Got to be good looking, girls. It's so hard to be. See.
Ding, 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 ding. I haven't heard this song in a long time. Found it on my iTunes and said, hey, we'll throw it into week one. I tried to throw in some of my newer music to week one here, and then we'll go back to some classics in the later weeks.
Thank you.
Paul McCartney coming to Target Field this summer. That sold out in 20 minutes. Very exciting. You can get tickets on StubHub still. So the All-Star Game and Paul McCartney, that'll be great, you know. Sunny night, Paul McCartney singing Hey Jude. The Target Field crowd. Oh, sunny July evening, August evening. How great would that be? Oh, I would love to be there, but I don't think I will be able to because it's very expensive. But without any further ado, I've been teasing this all show. We've got our first predictors segment. Claire's already weighed in with her predictions. And her predictions will be coming up right now. All right, Claire, so we're going to do our predictions right now. All right, everybody knows how this works, and our first prediction is this. Today, the Minnesota Twins play the Baltimore Orioles. Twins starter is Kevin Correa, and the Orioles starter is Wei-Yin Chen. Who will win, the Minnesota Twins or the Baltimore Orioles?
The Orioles, because I like Orioles.
All right, Claire has picked the Baltimore Orioles, thinking that they are cookie. All right. Next up, the Minnesota Wild play the Chicago Blackhawks Sunday in Game 2. The game is in Chicago. The Blackhawks won the first game 5-2. Who's going to win the second game, Claire?
Wild, I guess.
Oh, she picks the Wild. Okay, so right now she's picked the Baltimore Orioles and then the Minnesota Wild. Now we're going to move on to soccer. The Minnesota United FC play Indy 11 today. Who's going to win that soccer game, Claire?
Wait, who is it?
The Minnesota United FC versus the Indy 11. Who's going to win that soccer game, Claire?
Indy 11, I guess.
All right, she picks Indy 11. And one more. I'm going to give you two horses for the Kentucky Derby. You pick which one you think is going to finish better. Your choices are Wicked Strong and Uncle Cy. Who will finish better, Wicked Strong or Uncle Cy?
Uncle Cy, I guess.
All right. Thank you for your time, Claire.
No problem.
All right. So Claire's picked a cookie. Indy. Uncle Cy. And the Minnesota Wild in her predictions. Now I'm going to go through with mine. We'll go backwards here now. We'll start with the Kentucky Derby. What I didn't tell her is that Uncle Cy has 30-1 odds and Wicked Strong has 6-1 odds. So, just going off the odds, I'm going to pick Wicked Strong. Wicked Strong is actually one of the contenders, according to this article here in the Star Tribune. So, I like my pick of Wicked Strong. I think that it's already chalk one up for me. I'll probably win. I'm very confident about this. If I lose, I don't know what'll happen. Hopefully no one listens if I lose. No one will listen either way. Second, we've got the Minnesota United FC versus the Indy 11. She picked Indy. What she doesn't know is that Indy is terrible and Minnesota is good. So I'm going to pick Minnesota. So far, her two predictions that she has picked have been opposite of mine. Minnesota's gotten off to a great start. They're 3-0. They've scored lots of goals, only given up one goal. So they are the favorites. I like them. Now, switching over to the Minnesota Wild Chicago Blackhawks. Game two. It's Sunday, 2 o'clock start on NBC. I'm going to be watching that game, of course. Shoot, I can't. I've got to go to gotta play baseball. I'll record that game and then watch it. I'm going to pick the Wild. This is the first time that I'm going to agree with Claire. I think that the Wild will split in Chicago and then not lose at home, so they will win in six. That's my guess right now. And this is the predictors, not the hopers. You know, we're predicting, not hoping. But I can hope and predict the same thing. So I'm going to pick the Wild. I'm going to say 4-2 Wild empty netter by Jason Pominville. That's my guess right now. Very specific. If I'm right, I mean, it's all over anyway. I'm going to win this 4-0. I guess I can't because I picked the same as her, but I will beat her very soundly. In the last game, the Minnesota Twins and Baltimore Orioles, I'm going to pick Baltimore. I'm going to pick Minnesota. What am I saying? I'm going to pick Minnesota. They've been struggling a little bit lately. They've lost 4 in a row. But I think that they'll get off the snide. Kevin Correa's had a terrible start to the year. Everything points that Baltimore's going to win. But I think that Correa's going to have his first good start. And Alaska just had his first good start, even though we lost. So I like the Minnesota Twins in that one. So Claire picked Orioles, Wild, Indy, and Uncle Cy. I picked Twins, Wild, Minnesota, and Wicked Strong. So that is the predictions, and we'll keep track and give you an update next week. We'll always close the show with this shredder. This song is so good. Love this song. You get to hear the first minute of it every week if you continue listening to this garbage, which I suggest that you don't, because it can only get worse from here. Like I am drunk behind the wheel. Don't worry, it's just the wheel of possibilities. So as long as you're not drunk behind the actual wheel, don't drink and drive. Give it a spin, see if you can somehow like it in. And know there's always more than one way to say exactly what you need to say. I'd like to thank my sister Claire, my 11-year-old sister, for joining us this week. And I'm Matt. We'll see you next week. Give me a subscribe to the podcast, and we appreciate you listening. Till then, we'll see ya. Bye! But I finally woke up. If you're sad, then it's time you spoke up.